You know, when I was coming here, flying into Sydney, we had to circle the airport for a while. And that was basically, since I've been quite busy speaking the entire time, that was my tour of the city. But in circling from the air, you see things that you don't see from down on the ground. Now, there's plenty of things you don't see from the air that you see down on the ground. You don't see the details. You don't see people. You don't see cars. You don't even necessarily see individual houses. But you get the lay of the land. So you get the idea, you know, all the little bays that make up the city. And you get the idea, are there mountains or is it flat? Where is it flat? Where are the mountains? Where are the skyscrapers? Where's the urban center? Where is it more developed? Where is it less developed? And you get that sort of general context. And then when you come down, you land, and you walk around the city, you sort of have a big picture to fit things into. You have a context already. Well, if we could, what I would like to do, I would like to take you up into an airplane. And I would like to look at the Tanya from an aerial view. And we're not going to see the details. So I'm not going to be able to expose to you the richness of every word. And there is, by the way. When you study Tanya, and I'm sure those who have studied know this approach, you can literally spend an entire class on each word. And I'm not going to do that. Not only on each word, I'm not going to spend the whole class. I'm not going to spend a whole class on one chapter, a whole chapter. I'm going to spend one very long class on the entire book, all 53 chapters. Okay, so we're in the airplane, and we don't see the details, but we see the lay of the land. And then the goal should be, at the end of this seminar, this session that we're doing here, what I'd like to do is give each one of you a parachute and invite you to go jump from the plane and start walking around on the ground and examining. And when you study a chapter, you can say, oh, that's where that fit in. Oh, that's how you get to there. Oh, that's why that takes place at that point. Of course, it was building up to that point. So the details is, we're not going to do details. But the big picture, it's my hope, God willing, that once you have that image, that framework in your mind, now you're going to have a place to put all the information you study from Tanya for the rest of your life. And when you have a place to put the information, when you have a system and you have a structure,